The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow, what a season we are in now. And it's interesting to see how God has almost brought us to the end of the year. The atmosphere is already charged with the celebration of the birth of a giant that once lived, a savior we know as Jesus Christ. Is your regular host, Pastor Ernest Osiri, Touch Lighters Church Enugu. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for the grace of hearing your word, and thank you for waking us up. To you be glory and honor. Blessed be your name. Thank you. Let your spirit, O Lord, breathe upon the word that we are about to hear, and let it change our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Wow. One more time, I'd like to thank us. We've been getting calls from people letting us know how the Lord is really blessing them via this program. We want to thank you. And for us, it's a very huge encouragement that we are getting calls and people are seeing how God is blessing them and then turning things around in their lives, and how the power of the word is changing their lives and then making them to take decisions to live better for God. We are so grateful. Thank you one more time. Today, I would like to share with us from the book of Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. I'd like us to briefly look at the essence of the season that we are in now is the season of Christmas. Everyone is rushing to make sure that he or she meets up. People are getting to the market. The places are getting jam-packed. Sometimes you buy things, you need to be on the queue for quite a long period of time. Everyone is just excited, trying to do this or do that. People are renovating their houses, and then people are buying new cars, and some also are flying down all the way from outside this country, and then coming down from states, you know, to be with their families and then to rejoice. But then I would like to add, what actually is the essence of this season? Could it be that the essence of this season is for the buying of new cars? Could it be that the essence of this season is to pick a new wife, a new husband, you know, buy new clothes, eat rice, and then kill cow, chicken, and all of that? Could that be the essence? Let's see what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23 will be the anchor scripture. It says, "Behold, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means God with us. I read from Amplified Version of the Bible. "Behold, a virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son." What is the essence of this pregnancy? What is the essence of the birth of the son? And we equally see that. And the Bible says, "And when the child comes forth, a name shall be given to this child." It's a peculiar name, not given by the parents. It's a peculiar name that came all the way from heaven. It's a name that God himself fashioned and gave to this peculiar baby boy that was to come and sojourn on this wicked world. And the Bible says, "And his name shall be called Emmanuel." Why the word Emmanuel? And we are made to understand that Hebrew meaning of this word means God with us. God with us. Wow. This is interesting. To understand that the essence of this season is for a child to be born, who will come and identify with humanity, who will come to stay with humanity, who will come and become the essence of the presence of God in humanity. For God is with us. And could it be that God was not with them before then? God with us. His name shall be called Emmanuel. For it shall be said that God is with us. Today, I would like you to understand the essence of the season that we are in. This is a season that calls for sober reflection, a season that calls for us to have an inward search, to be able to know that the reason for the sending of the Son, Jesus Christ, is that reason actually been actualized in your life and in my life. For God is with us. Is He really with you? And put it this way again, are you really with Him? It could be any direction. God is with us. I'm happy to understand that God is with me. I'm happy to understand that God fashioned His Son Jesus and sent Him down here, that He might come to be with me. But what is the essence of His coming to be with me? I can understand that this is not just to come and then just to see the topography of Nigeria, not to see how United States of America is, not to see the ancient landmark of Egypt, not to see the flourishing land of Israel as it was and as it has always been. No, that was not why He came. He came to be with you. Let's make it personal. He came to be with me. He came that He might fill up that gap, that vacancy, that emptiness that is found in man. There was an emptiness in man, and God knew that that emptiness is so dangerous for man to live in an empty spirit. And God decided to send His Son Jesus Christ, who came to fill that emptiness. He's just like a man that is thirsty, and all of a sudden he's searching for water, and probably he's in the desert, and suddenly he's able to see just one tiny bottle that is containing water. I can assure you that young man will almost swallow that bottle because he is dying of thirst. That is exactly how it is. That our spirit man, we are all empty, completely empty, devoid of the presence of God, devoid of the glory of God. There was no touch of God in our souls, and God looked at that and knew that that could be very, very dangerous. And He needed to send His Son, who was to come and then to fill in the gap that had been created by reason of sin in our lives. And then He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who came and did all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to understand that this is the essence of this season. The essence of the season is not new shoe. The essence of the season is not marriage. The essence of the season is not a new house. The essence of the season is not a new car. However, if God privileges you to have all these things, good and fine, go ahead and enjoy. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17 that God has given us all things for our enjoyment. Yeah, that is true. But beyond all of that is that God sent His Son, who was to come to fill an emptiness in humanity. And so today, I ask you a question: as you make all your preparations to enjoy the season, as you make all your preparations to travel home, as you make all your preparations to go for the new car, go for the new house, and then probably look out for who to marry somewhere, I ask you again, please, are you also preparing to make sure that the essence for the coming of the Son of Man might be fulfilled in your life, and that is that God might be with you? Wow, what a thing of joy to understand that the totality of your life will change, your mentality will change, everything around you can turn around in a moment, if you can understand that God sent His Son that He might come and be with you. He comes, He be with you like an escort. I can see the governors traveling, and you can see all these politicians as they move around. You see comfort, you see soldiers, you see policemen, you see DSS, you see civil defense, everyone clamoring around them. Why? Because they needed to be with them to protect them. This is the same thing that God has done for you and done for me, that He sent His Son Jesus Christ, who has come to be like an escort to you here on earth, that He might be with you, and that He might ward all the attempts of the devil to devour your life, that He might ward over all the demonic activities, that He might warn them off away from your life. The Bible says, and His name shall be called Emmanuel, which translated means God is with us. I'm happy to know that God is with me. I may not have any money, I may not have any building. I may not have any new car. I may not be able to afford any new thing this period. I may not be able to buy a goat, buy a cow, buy a chicken. I may not be able to buy a foreign rice or local one. But I'm just so satisfied with the fact that God is with me. He sent His Son that He might come to be with me. What a thing of joy to understand that the Father had something great in mind for you. You are not alone. And that's why the Bible said that we are more than conquerors through Christ who has died for us and has secured a glorious position for us. I want to encourage a young man out there. I want to encourage a young woman out there. Don't kill yourself this period. Anything you are not able to lay your hands on, just calm down. God can still get it done and put it across to you in no time from now. The essence is that God is with you. Let this gladden your heart. Let this make you happy that God is with you. No man can wale you. No man can intimidate you. No demon, no power, no forces of the enemy, no forces of darkness can do that. No wonder the Bible said that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. These are powers that Jesus came that He might dismantle them one after the other. And that is exactly what God had in mind when He sent His Son Jesus Christ, who came and died for you and secured a new position for you. Come on, be glad. Come on, be happy. Come on, cheer up. God is with you. As you travel to your village, just know that God is with you. Wherever you go, just know that God is with you. And make sure that He is properly, truly with you. Make sure that you are with Him. He said, draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. Cheer up today. Be happy, be encouraged that the glory of God is covering your life. The essence of God is covering your life. And there are so many people as they travel for December this time, they begin to think and they begin to be afraid. What knows what my neighbor could do for me in the village? And so many people could be poisoned in a time like this. But I'm going to be releasing a word of protection around you to all my listeners, to everyone listening to me for the first time, and for everyone that have been listening to me, that is going to be the hand of the Lord. He's going to rest upon you. My God is going to keep you away from harm. My God is going to cause you to walk in the glory and in the supernatural power of God. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be asking that the angels of the Lord go with you as you travel. I'm going to be asking that the essence of this season be fulfilled upon your life. You will never lack the presence of God in your life, and so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Merry Christmas, I wish to all of us. Let's also tune in same time, same station next week. It's been your regular host, Pastor Ernest Osiri of the Touchlight Church. One more time, I'd like to invite you. Please make sure you locate the church. The church is located at number 4 Papresential Road, just adjacent Fontana Filling Station, Independence Layout. And weekly services is always on Wednesdays 5:30 and then on Sunday 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And you will never, never regret it. God bless you. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here before you, God.
Standing here before you.